Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. And you know what, guys? I'm just happy to be back. Happy to be back on the air. I have to admit that, you know, last year, toward the end of the year, I slacked off. And it was because it's not that I was doing too much, and it's going to be hard for me to admit this, but it was because I was not organized. And I always say that there was order in my disorder. And that is true, because I always knew where everything was. And, you know, even though it was chaotic to other people, I knew where everything was. Well, I have a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak. And not that I'm bragging, but those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I'll just give you a list of things that I do. I work a full-time job. At that time, when I first began the show, I was at a career working with special education as a behavioral therapist, a behavioral lead therapist. But I've, you know, soon after that, after 12 years, I ended that career. But I have a full-time job. I am a full-time mom. I'm an elder, a minister of the gospel. I have a son, a 16-year-old son that keeps me fairly busy. That's the full-time mom part, which is also another job, basically. And, you know, I am the owner and operator of Peace and Mixtures, my own business. I'm an entrepreneur. And, you know, I'm an aromatherapist. I'm a nutritionist. I have a lot of irons in the fire, so I'm not going to call out any more titles because there are others. But I was doing all of this. And like I said, it wasn't that I was doing too much, because God's given me all those things to do. I just wasn't organized. And as much as I hate to admit it, as I've gotten older, I can see the importance of having some kind of organization in your life, having some kind of order there. And so I slacked off on the show because I was finishing my book, which I am very proud of, and it has been published. I've shipped out so many of them, and I have gotten in so many testimonies of how it blessed people and helped them to realize that they were carrying things they didn't realize they were carrying. If you didn't hear when I announced it before, at the end of last year, my book, Baggage Dropped Away, is now out, and you can still purchase it, and I'll give you all that information later on. But I took a moment. I didn't do what I should have done with the show toward the end of the year. I just took a break and tried to get some kind of organization in my life. With all of that being said, I am glad to be back on the air, because this is a part of me that I love. This is a part of me that I'm good at, you know, and moving forward, the show is going to go in another direction. And I said this before, but with all these irons in the fire, I never got to what it was that I needed to do. So we're going to be doing the show at the same time, but we're going to be doing it a little bit different. I'm going to be on the air, but then I'm going to somehow incorporate to where you can actually see me. Now, how I do that, I haven't decided yet, but we're getting there. I'm working on that part of it, because if you know me, you know I'm not exactly computer savvy. So that's a learning experience for me. So I'm learning and tweaking and trying to figure out how to do this, but I know that this is the direction that the show needs to go in. Now, what am I going to talk about tonight? The only guest is me, Michelle G. So I'm just going to be up here briefly, and if you will allow me to bend your ear just for a few moments, I want to talk about what's the game plan. What's the game plan? I'm talking about what is your plan for 2019. Now, remember, I told you just a few moments ago that I was not as organized at the end and throughout 2018. Normally, I would have my planner. I would have my planner filled out. I would have my calendar filled, dates for everything, because I start that in like September. This year, didn't do it. So I have got my planner And my planner is, you know, I haven't had things written down, just hadn't had them in the planner. So now I'm working on, and this is so bad of me, but I'm working on putting them in my planner and lining things up as, and as I get appointments, adding those to and filling them in. But the plan, I want to talk about what the game plan is. I believe that this year, and this has been spoken over our lives and our church and our ministry, and I've heard it echoing on Facebook and through other people, that this year God is going to manifest a lot of promises. And I believe that. I believe it and I receive that. I believe that this is the year that there are going to be divine connections. There are going to be doors open that would have never been opened. I believe that we are under an open heaven. This is, you know, this is what I believe. I received this from our prophetic voice at Greater True Light Ministries, and I received that. Now, what is the game plan? What is your plan for this year? With all of that being said, what I want to talk to you briefly about is you have to have a plan. How do you get the plan? You have to listen and seek God's face. I've talked to you guys about this over and over and over again, and I find myself now just seeking God even the more because I want everything that God has for me this year. I don't want to miss not one opportunity. I don't want to miss not one open door. I don't want to walk past not one open door that God has opened for me. And if a door is shut by God, then I want to make sure that I recognize that it has been shut by God and not to try to reopen it. So you got to have a plan. And if you seek God, he's going to give you the strategies. He's going to give you the blueprint and everything that you need. So I'm saying to you, what is your game plan for the year? You got to have some, and once you get that, how are you going to work it? How are you going to work it? You can't let yourself, because every beginning of the year, for those who do New Year's resolutions, I don't do New Year resolutions. I have my goals set out, work toward those goals. Some people do New Year resolutions, and that's fine if that's your thing. I choose not to do that. But even with that, even if you do New Year resolutions or if you just have your goals, have you mapped or have you listened to God and gotten the strategies and the instructions to do what you need to do to get those things accomplished? I pause for a minute so that can sink in, so you can reflect, have I done that? Have I actually, and when God gives you instructions, it's important to follow the instructions. Follow them the way he has given them to you. It doesn't matter. It seems wild and crazy to other people. It doesn't matter if they don't understand it. God didn't give them that vision. He didn't give them those instructions. He gave them to you. So you do it the way God gave it to you. Because I believe that if we don't follow it the way that God intended us to, if we don't have a plan on how we're going to work this thing out, this year, we're going to miss some things. We're going to miss some opportunities. We're going to miss that important phone call. We're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and going to miss that divine connection. We're going to go back to that closed door trying to pry it open. And then we're going to walk blindly past the door that's already there for us. Do you hear what I'm saying? So I believe that we need to start thinking about what is the game plan. Some of us have already been organized and know, okay, this is what I'm going to do this year. But keep up the momentum. For those of you, because a lot of times it's the same thing with the gym. We'll start the gym off in the beginning of the year. Oh, I'm going to go in the gym. I'm going to do this, this, and this. And that lasts for a good, if you're lucky, it'll last for a good 2 months, maybe. And don't get me wrong, because I've been there myself. But as I've been getting older and maturing more in my mindset, I realized that I have to see things through. So when I set my mind to, okay, I'm going to do this, I do it. It's difficult at times. Sometimes life happens, things happen in life, and it throws me for a loop. But when I realize it, I get myself back on track and I keep moving forward. I don't want us this year to miss what God has for us. I don't want us to be gung-ho this first month, because some of us, to be honest, some of us, it's only, what, the 16th, halfway through January? It's the 16th, and some of us have already gone back on our New Year resolution. Yes. So if we'll be honest, we have to keep that same momentum. If you have a, let me say it this way, we all have purpose, and we all have a place that God would love to get us to. God can tell you what he has for you. He can even give you the strategy and the plan, but it's not going to just fall out of the sky. Don't get me wrong. Can God rain it from the sky? Oh, yes. And there are times that he will, that things and opportunities will just be dropping in your lap almost. But you have to do something. God has got some promises that he has made to me. He's spoken through his vessels. He has spoken to me about things that he's going to do in me, through me, for my household, for my child, for my family, down my bloodline, in my business, with this book, with this radio show, with my other business. God has made some promises, and we all know that God's promises are yea and amen. And you all know my favorite scripture. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to repent. If he said it, will he not do it? If he spoke it, will he not make it good? That's my favorite scripture. And I hold on to that because that's what gives me strength. Now, if you have your favorite scripture, then you hold on to that, whatever it is that keeps you going. But what I'm saying to you tonight is you have to have a plan. What is your game plan to make it through 2019? Because it is going to be a blessed year. It is going to be a year that God is going to blow our very mind. He's going to provide in ways that he's never provided before. He's going to open doors. He's going to make ways. And if we're not in the right posture, if we're not where we need to be, if we're not doing the work, we're going to miss it. And I don't want anyone to miss what God has for them. So even for me, as I go and prepare and get ready for the rest of this year, I want you guys, you know, I got to get myself organized as well. I'm going to take just a brief second break, and then I'm going to come back on with you.
I look in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Face trials and many errors, but Lord, you never let me down. And for that, notice I'm better now. Even when some folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back. You can't kill me out.
Thank you guys for holding on for that brief moment. You all, I am just excited about this year. Thank you. I thank you guys for just, you know, that brief moment. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll tell you why I turned the music on and took a moment. It was because the enemy has been bothering me with my throat. And if you can remember last year, a couple of times, I could not have a show. And I couldn't have a show because my throat was bothering me. And then there were times I was on there with hacking and coughing. So with that being said, a lot of times I had to cancel the show because I didn't have a voice. And so just so you all know, the enemy has been bothering me with that. And I believe that the enemy bothers me with that because I use my voice for everything that I do. I use my voice at work all day long for 8-9 hours a day. I use my voice on this radio show. I use my voice to minister, to preach the gospel. I use my voice when I talk to people and I go and I talk on different things. I use my voice all the time. And I think that that's why the enemy attacks me a lot of times in that area. But I'm determined that this year, I'm not going to let that stop me. So there may be some shows that I come on, and excuse me, but I may sound like a man, maybe just as raspy as I can be. And my voice is already raspy, but I may be as raspy as I can be, but I'm determined that I'm going to persevere this year. I'm determined that I am going to move forward. I'm determined that I'm going to be more consistent with my show because you guys have been such great supporters. Even though I've missed, took a hiatus, basically, you guys have still been consistent in showing up whenever I'm on the air. You guys have messaged me. I've gotten messages. When are you going to have another show? When are you going to have another show? And that lets me know that you guys, that what I'm doing, you guys are listening. And that means a lot to me. So I want to give you 100%. So with all of that being said, I had to take a moment because I was having a coughing fit. I was getting ready to cough really, really bad, and I didn't want to do that on the air because, of course, I haven't had any problems this last week or so. And then all of a sudden, when I knew I was coming back on the show this week, of course, my voice started acting up. I got up this morning with sinus drainage and all of that. That's neither here nor there because I'm still on the air tonight. So, and moving forward in 2019, what is your game plan? What do you plan on doing? Are you planning on getting started with that business? Because a lot of times, the only thing we have to do is get started. Some of us just need to get started. We worry about, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. No, you may not have everything that you want, but if you got a little bit, if you got something, then get started. That's all you need to do. Get started. Take what you have. See, there it goes again. Take what you have and you get started. Just get started. So in going forward in this year, I just want you guys to be encouraged. I don't want you to stop. In order for you to get what you have that's waiting for you in this year, what God has for you in this year, you got to have a game plan. So that's why I titled the show tonight, What's Your Game Plan? What's your game plan for 2019? Are you just going to sit on your hands and say, well, if I had this, then I would have done that? You just need to start. Just start. You can't get to the street corner if you don't get up and move. You can wish that you can go to the corner store all day long. Oh, I wish I can go to the corner store. I want one of those drinks from the corner store. But if you don't get up and go to the corner store, then you won't get that drink. Of course, you can always send somebody else to get it, but what is that accomplishing? Maybe you need it to walk. Maybe you need the fresh air. And you know what? My son just said something to me. Hard work beats talent any day. And that's true. You got to put in the work. And if you've already gotten the strategy, God's giving you the instructions, then what are you waiting on? What's your plan to put those instructions to work? What's your plan to put that blueprint to work? God is ready to bless you. Yes, he's promised you, but you got to do something on your end too. What's your game plan? And now that I begin to go ahead and get organized for this year, I got my game plan together. And I tell you, I'm walking through every open door that God has opened for me this year. I'm going to take every appointment that he has appointed this year. And I'm going to be where I need to be so that I can make the connections that he needs me to make this year. because this is the year that God is going to manifest his promises. This is the year that he's going to bless his people. This is the year he's going to bless us like never before. He's going to blow our very minds, but we got to do the work. We got to follow the game plan. So if you haven't gotten your game plan together yet, think about it. That's what I want you to do tonight. After I close out, and I'm going to be closing out in just a few minutes, after I close out, sit down. Think about what you want to accomplish this year. Don't look at what you don't have. Take what you do have and say, God, I got this. You've given me this idea. I've got this. Now show me how to take what I got and get where you want me to be and to get this. Take what you have. Stop worrying about, thinking about, and talking about what you don't have. Start speaking where you want to go. Start speaking what you want to have. Start speaking what you want to come forth. Because when you speak it, it'll come to you. So I thank you guys. I know that this show has not been the typical show that I normally have, and that's understandable. It hasn't been the typical show. I get it because I had to stop for a moment, and I had a coughing moment. So I had to stop for just a few minutes. But this hasn't been my typical show. But you know what? I'm happy about it either way. You know why? Because I'm back on the air. I'm back on the air. I took a long break, and I'm back on the air because I had to get some kind of order in my disorder. And this year, I've got a game plan. At the top of my game plan is God, followed by his instructions. And then after his instruction, the action I got to put behind it. Determined to get where he needs me to be this year, in my home, in my business, with my child, with my book, with everything, with my ministry, everything that God has for me, I'm going for it this year. And I got a game plan. And I'm going to work that game plan. I'm on the field. Whatever your sport is, picture yourself in your sport, whether it be football, whether it be basketball, volleyball, baseball, softball, whatever your sport is. Now, you picture yourself on that field. You picture yourself on that court. The coach, who is God, already told you to play. So you know to play. You know what position you're in. Now you work your position. And as long as you work your position and run the play that the coach, God, has already given you, you're going to score every time. I hope that makes sense to somebody tonight. You're on the field. In other words, the ball is now in your court. And every now and again, you may have to sit down and study the playbook. And that's okay. You may have missed the play. Because I'm not saying that you won't ever get to a place where things don't go the way they should go or the way you expected it to go. I understand that. Because you know what? Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen because that's just life. But even when they happen, it may make you, and I've said this before, it may make your knees buckle, but it won't make you fall. Not if you are listening to the coach and you following the plan and you playing the plays. Things are going to come up, reality. But don't get your focus off of God. Don't get your focus off the plan that he's given you. Don't get your focus off what it is that you want to accomplish off of your game plan for 2019. I'm excited about 2019. I'm excited that I'm back on the air. I've coughed a little bit on the air. I had to take a moment on the air. But I'm not letting that stop me. And I wanted you guys to see that I'm determined this year to be more consistent. Because this show, the Be Inspired with Michelle G show, that God opened the door for, that God created the platform for, it's got to go to the next level that God intends for it to go. And in order for it to do that, I've got to be consistent. And you all know when I mess up, I'm transparent. I'll tell you I messed up. I slacked off because I was completely disorganized. There was so much chaos and papers and different things I was trying to do and this, that I couldn't even think sometimes. So I said, okay, let me step back and get this thing together. And that's exactly what I did. I've got fresh eyes now. I've got a fresh outlook, a changed mindset, and I'm ready to move forward. This is the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm here to inspire you. I'm here to inspire you to your purpose, to inspire you to move to your next place in God, to inspire you to move to your next assignment, to inspire you to move to your next opportunity, to inspire you to pick up that phone and make that phone call, to answer that phone call. I'm here to give you that encouragement, that motivation, and that inspiration to move out of your comfort zone. This is the new and improved Be Inspired with Michelle G Show, and I'm proud of it. So thank you. Thank you to all the faithful listeners. I cannot thank you enough, because even in my slack time, when I slacked off, you guys stayed faithful. You guys were still there. And I did something that I never usually do. I went back because I hadn't been on the air for a couple of months. So I went back and I actually looked at the stats and looked at the listeners. And I stopped doing that ever since, like when I first started 2 years ago. I stopped doing that, but I went and I looked at it because I knew I had taken such a long break, and I was expecting it to be, the numbers to be low. But that's why I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful to the faithful listeners, because when I went back, my numbers had not dropped. In fact, in some weeks they increased, because I've had people from other nations across this great world to go back and re-listen to some of the shows that they had already listened to, and then some that had just tuned in and started listening. So for that, I'm grateful, and that's because of God, not because of me. To God be all the glory. And I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm excited. I don't know if you can tell in my voice how excited I am about this coming year. I almost got in my preaching voice. Almost. And for those of you who heard me speak as far as preaching, I almost went into my preaching mode, because that's how excited I am about what God is going to do this year. But you got to run the play that he tell you to run. You got to have your game plan. And you can't sit on the bench. You can't sit on the sideline and watch everybody else run the plays. It's time for you to get in the game. Get in the game. I'm excited, you guys. I'm excited about 2019. And understand, you may run in a bump in the road, because I'm not standing here telling you tonight that it is not going to be a time where you don't face anything. But don't stop. Don't get bogged down. Don't get off track. Don't get your focus off of God. And when you're on that field, running that play, or on that court getting ready to run that play, keep that one goal in mind, what you're out there to do. You're out there to win. And as long as your coach is God, like I said, you're going to score every time. So, as I end the show tonight, on a happy, happy note, I am so blessed. I am so happy. And I hope that you guys, I know you guys can hear it in my voice. I'm going to do some announcements about things that I have coming up, and that you'll be seeing. Follow me on all my social media. You can find me on Facebook. I have a few pages. If you're interested in any aromatherapy, body and bath aromatherapy products, then look on my Peace and Mixture page. That is my aromatherapy page. You can just follow for inspiration on Michelle Gerald page, or the Be Inspired with Michelle G. You can follow me on that page. Keep an eye out for the things that I got going on. Those of you who are in the CIS group, we're moving forward with that. I'm getting ready to cast count the ballots, the votes, because I put a vote out. So you guys be on the lookout for what's coming with that. Just keep a lookout for new things and things that I got coming up this year. Again, my book is out, Baggage, Drop the Weight. It's out. You can go to www.bigcartel.com and you can get the book. I'll post that. I wish there was a way that I can post it so that you guys can see it, but you can go and get the book. If not, then just contact me via Messenger on Michelle G, and you can get that, and I can give you that information about purchasing the book from that way. You can get the book from there. Be on the lookout. And coming February the 22nd, beginning at 7 o'clock, I'm going to have my second annual Be Inspired celebration. And it's going to be my official book launching from 7 to 7:45 will be book signing and meet the author and a little Q&A session. And then after that, at 8 o'clock, it will start the all-white party. Come, hear some great music, some spoken words, some poetry, which you know that's right up my alley, some soulful music with a little bit of Jill Scott, a little bit of Chrisette Michelle. You know, we got somebody singing with a soulful voice that's going to be singing that night. Come out and enjoy. The tickets are only $15. You can look me up on my social media and see the flyer and learn how to purchase your ticket. You have to purchase your tickets beforehand because there will be none sold at the door or at the event. So you have to purchase your ticket and you have to have a ticket to enter. So they're only $15 and it's going to be a night of entertainment. Okay, starting from 7 and ending at 10 o'clock. The all-white party starts from 8 to 10, and I promise you guys it's going to be a treat. Also, starting soon, coming this year, and look for the itinerary, I am starting the Baggage Drop the Weight tour. Check your bags at the door. It's starting, so be on the lookout on my pages for the flyers so you can see the cities that I'm going to be stopping in. As you guys can see, I'm trying to run through all this stuff, but I have so much stuff going on. When I tell you God has blessed, God has truly blessed, I am blessed. He has continuously opened up doors, and I'm excited. I'm excited. And I want you guys to also be on the lookout for what's going on with Michelle, the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. It's going in another direction. And I know that you all are going to be happy with the direction that is going in. So just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for up and coming, you know, announcements and different things. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. It's time to do and go where God is leading us to go and to do what God is telling us to do and to not be afraid. So, again, this is the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. And I am here to inspire you in every area of your life, inspire you to move forward. So get ready. Get ready, you guys. Get ready. And I think that, you know, a little bit earlier I did because I was trying to run through everything so quickly. And sometimes I do that, but you guys already know that. So that should be no surprise to you that sometimes I try to go through things so quickly that I often forget something, and I wanted to make sure that you got the correct information on how to purchase the book, and I didn't give you the correct web. Forgive me for that, but I'm going to give it to you now. You can get the book at it's michellegee.bigcartel.com, and you can go and purchase the book there. The book is $15, and you can purchase it, and it's $18 if I have to ship it. So go and check it out. I promise you it'll bless you. It's just 6 short chapters about things that we end up carrying, things that we end up carrying in our lives as baggage that we don't need to carry, that's really not ours to carry. And then there's a space provided for you guys to write down some things that you may realize that you're carrying. So once again, I thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the support, even for those who have supported so much with the book. Thank you. I am grateful and I am humbled, and I give all the glory to God because there's no good thing that I've done but all him. So thank you all, and tune in next week. I don't know yet what the show is going to be about next week, but look for the advertisement. Look for the advertisement, and I may be back on here if God leads me just to encourage you. Again, this is the Be Inspired with Michelle G. Show. So in everything I do, I try to inspire you. So if nothing else, if I don't come up here and do anything else but say some inspirational words, then that's what it'll be, however God leads me. So thank you all, you guys, for tuning in, for sticking with me. I love you. I love you. I love you. And as I always say, good night and be blessed.